Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. This is a video on dealing with redirecting reactive dogs. And I wrote a little article on it, and my IT people have this program that it'll take the articles that I write personally and turn it into a little 4 or 5 minute, I don't want to use cartoons. Cartoon's not the right word, but it's more interesting. I think people will like listening to that more than they like listening to me. But at the end of this video, I did an online course a year or two ago titled Dealing with Reactive, Aggressive, and Dominant Dogs. It's like 20 hours long, but it's a detailed course to help people. So within the social media, I had an issue last week where I was talking about one of the courses, and some guy, and this is the reason why I don't like social media, some guy got on there and said, well, you did a good job explaining what it is, but you sure didn't help me figure out how to do it. And I thought, wait a minute. We've been in business for 42 years. Our job is to teach people how to train their dogs and how to problem solve. Social media, we go on there to tell people what the problems are. If they really want to learn how to do it, we make our living doing this. And I got a little hard on this guy. Maybe I shouldn't have, but such is life.
All right, let's dive into a really powerful method from Learburg for handling reactive dogs. If you've ever felt totally overwhelmed by your dog's outbursts, stick around, because we're going to look at a whole new way of thinking about this problem and, more importantly, how to solve it. You know, living with a reactive dog is just, it's stressful. You're always on edge, right? Always scanning for the next trigger, waiting for the next lunge or bark. It can feel really frustrating and lonely, but I promise you, you are not the only one dealing with this. So, where do we even begin? Well, to really fix this, we first have to understand why it keeps happening. A dog's reaction isn't just some random event. It's actually part of a predictable and, well, a self-reinforcing cycle. This right here, this is the classic downward spiral. So a trigger shows up. Another dog, a person, whatever it is. Your dog tenses up, and then boom, the reaction happens. But here's the key part that we often miss. In the dog's mind, the behavior works. The scary thing moves away, and that reinforces the whole outburst. Your own stress just travels right down the leash, basically telling your dog, yep, you were right to freak out, and the cycle gets locked in. Now, that big explosion, the barking and lunging, it doesn't just come out of thin air. We have to get really good at spotting the real start of the reaction. And it's not the bark. It's the super subtle stuff that comes first, that hard stare. The way their body suddenly gets stiff, maybe a low growl you can barely hear. The reaction has already started at this point. And this quote really gets to the heart of the Learburg philosophy. Every single time your dog has one of those big reactions, they're essentially practicing and getting better at that behavior. It's like they're rehearsing for a performance you absolutely do not want to see. The more they do it, the more it becomes their automatic go-to move. So this brings us to the big shift in thinking with the Learburg approach. We have to get ahead of the problem. We're going to stop being reactive to the outburst and start being proactive. This is the absolute key, preemptive redirection. The moment you see your dog notice a trigger, that's it. That's your cue. Not when they start growling, not when they start barking, but the second their attention locks on. You redirect them before any of that physical tension starts, keeping them in a calm state of mind from the get-go. So you really have to change your entire mindset here. Stop thinking about how to manage the explosion after it happens. Your new job is to make sure the fuse never even gets lit. This whole thing is a game of prevention, not damage control. Okay, so that's the big idea. But how do you actually practice it? Well, the next step is all about creating the right conditions for success, for both you and your dog. Look, you can't practice this on a busy sidewalk and expect it to work. You've got to set up a controlled environment. That means bringing in helpers, friends, family, trainers, who will actually listen to you and follow instructions. Their whole job is to be calm, relaxed, and predictable, helping you avoid a reaction, not cause one. And this brings us to a skill that sounds really simple, but is surprisingly hard for your helpers to master: how to properly ignore a dog. As we're about to see, most people get this totally wrong. Honestly, most people are just terrible at ignoring a dog. You tell them, just ignore the dog, and what happens? They hold their breath, they freeze up, their body gets all stiff. Now think about it. What does a dog do right before it reacts? It gets stiff. So this ignoring is actually screaming danger to the dog. The right way is to be totally natural, completely relaxed, and act as if that dog is literally invisible. So let's see how this plays out from the dog's point of view when a helper gets it wrong. First, the dog sees the person, the trigger, and starts to react. And in response, the person tries to ignore them, but instead, they just freeze. Their body language is shouting tension and maybe even a little fear.
So what does the dog think? Success. The outburst made that person get tense and stop moving forward. In the dog's brain, that strategy was a 10 out of 10. It worked perfectly. And in that single moment, the reactive behavior gets another stamp of approval, locking it in even tighter for the next time. This is exactly why having calm, genuinely relaxed helpers is not just a nice idea, it's absolutely critical.
Okay, so let's put all of this together into your new proactive game plan. So here are the big takeaways. Number one, think ahead. Always be ready to redirect before a reaction even starts. Two, control the space. Use calm helpers who will actually listen to you. Three, your number one job is to prevent the rehearsal of that unwanted behavior. And finally, if a reaction does slip through, everybody stays cool. Don't add fuel to the fire.
And that really brings us to the final thought here. This whole approach, it's not just about managing your dog's behavior. It's really about fundamentally changing your own actions and your own mindset, from being reactive to being proactive. So you have to wonder, maybe the biggest change we need to make isn't in our dogs at all, but in ourselves.
If you have a reactive dog, if you have an aggressive dog, if you have a dominant dog, and truth is, very, very, very few people have dominant dogs. They have reactive dogs, but most reactive dogs are not dominant dogs. And I go into that in a great deal of detail in the course that I produced titled Dealing with Reactive, Aggressive, and Dominant Dogs. And it's 20 hours long, and I think there's, I don't remember, I think over 200 short videos in it. I spent a lot of time putting that course together. So if you fit into that category, I recommend you take a look at it.